Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation out of the South of Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is June 22, 2017, or this evening, 28, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled The Solid Rock. Our hope is built on nothing less than Yahshua's blood and righteousness. My hope is built on nothing less than Yahshua's blood and righteousness. I dare not trust his sweetest friend, but wholly lean on Yahshua's name. On Yahshua the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Yahshua the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, even is all my hope and stay. On Yahshua the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Blessed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Yahshua the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Defile, part 2, we're in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 7. Let's read the whole chapter, starting with verse 1. It says that Yahweh's people forsake him. Moreover, the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Yahweh from sin. Thus saith Yahweh, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, and thou wentest after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto Yahweh, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith Yahweh. Hear ye the word of Yahweh, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, where is the Yahweh that brought us up out of Yahshua, the Son, that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought, and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt. Okay, that's where we ended our sermon, the last one. Now verse 7, Jeremiah 2. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest said, where is the Yahweh? And they that handled the law knew me not, for the pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahweh, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of the Chittim and see and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath the nation changed their gods, which are yet no god? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith Yahweh. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living water, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can't hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitants. Also the children of Nop and Tophanes have broken the crown of my head. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, and that thou hast forsaken Yahweh the Elohim when he led thee by the way? And now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Shihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Yahweh the Elohim, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Yahweh Elohim, Yahshua Messiah of the host. We'd be surprised if we just actually realized how much presence that Yahshua the Son had here in the Old Testament. The rebellion of Judah. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest clay in the harlot. Yet I have planted thee a noble vine, holy a right seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine under me? For though thou wast with wast thee with matter, nitrine, and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith Yahweh Elohim. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam to see thy way in the valley. How know what thou hast done? Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways. A wild ass is to the wilderness that snuffeth up the wind at her pleasure and her occasion. Who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed, they, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, sin to a stalk. Thou art my father, and to a stone thou hast brought me forth, for they have turned their back unto me, and not their faith. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise, if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. Wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye all have transgressed against me, saith the other. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of Yahweh. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, who are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy way. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocent. I have not found it by the secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gaddest thou about for much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head, for the Yahweh hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. Okay, that's the end of chapter 2 of Jeremiah. Let's just go right on into chapter 3. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again unto me, saith Yahweh. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lain with. In the ways that hast thou sought for them as the Arabian in the wilderness. And thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholding, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hast a hoarse forehead. Thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father? Thou art the God of my youth. Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it unto the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. Yahweh's great mercy, Yahweh said also unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me, but she returned not, and her treacherous sisters Judah saw it. And I saw, when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom, that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stock. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but faintly saith the Yahweh. And the Yahweh said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Yahweh. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Yahweh the Elohim, and hast scattered thy ways unto the strangers, unto every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahweh, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you unto Zion. And I will give you the pastures according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increase in the land in those days, saith Yahweh, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Yeshua, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, unto the name of the Yeshua, unto Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, the 10 tribes. And they shall come together out of the land of the north unto the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father and shall not turn away from me. Surely as a wife treacherously departs from her husband, so have ye dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, says Yahweh. Promise unto the penitent. A voice is heard. A voice was heard, this is verse 21 of Jeremiah 3, upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Yahweh the Elohim. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Yahweh our Elohim. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of the mountains. Truly in the Yahweh or Elohim is the salvation of Israel. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. We lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Yahweh Elohim. We and our fathers from our youth, even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh or Elohim. Okay, let's go right on into Jeremiah chapter 4 now, verse 1. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith Yahweh, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove. Now this is a prophecy for Israel clear down to the end of time. And so, and Judah. 10 tribes Israel, 2 tribes Judah. And so as we read it today, it only applies to this time. So we read it in the present tense. We're talking about the Adventist church being the recipients of this prophecy. And so whenever he says, if thou wilt return, O Israel, Seventh-day Adventist, saith Yahweh, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of thy sight, and then shalt thou not remove. And he said, if you put away the abominations out of your sight, well, that's what the prophet was told to do, as in charge of the last, one put in charge of the seventh candlestick, Laodicea, the Seventh-day Adventist church, representing the Seventh-day Adventist church, 2002 in front of Brother Johnson was told. And that was the main thing that he was told to do. So he was given that book, Fossilized Customs, on all these idolatry and so forth, and abominations of the earth. And he took the book and kept it for 3 weeks, him and his wife read through it, and ended up ordering those books for any church member that wanted them. And lo and behold, Daniel Johnson bought one of the books, and he read from it in church for the current event. And that's all the further it went, though. He refused to put the abominations out of Gilead's center. And so, that's what this prophecy is for. He said, if you put these abominations away and all this idolatry, he said, you'll not remove. Kermit could have still been there today. Gilead Center could have still been there today. If they had followed that message I gave Rose, July the 14th, 2002. Restore the daily. Call, we have a church crisis. Call all members in. And tell them we have a crisis and hear this message from heaven. And I said, you remove your filthy garments that way. And everybody will be ready for the atonement. Everybody will come through the atonement if they adhere to this message. And Gilead Center would have been still here today. Let's go ahead. Jeremiah 4 verse 2. And thou shalt swear that Yahweh liveth in the truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. Let's do it again. And thou shalt swear that Yahshua, the Son, liveth in the truth, in the righteousness, or in the judgment, and in the righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in Him, and in Him shall they glory. How are they going to do that if Yahshua don't come back to fulfill the prophecy that's written about Him to come and sit upon the throne of David, in the tabernacle of David? That's in Luke 1:31, 32, 33. For thus saith the Yahshua unto the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves unto Yahweh and take away the foreskin of your heart. You men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. See, the inhabitants of Jerusalem is that 10% of the leadership that lives in the city of Jerusalem. The laity lives in the surrounding outlying suburbs. So he's talking to Judah here in the capital of Judah. He says, you leaders, you ministers, you pastors, circumcise yourselves unto the Yahshua and take away the foreskin of your heart, ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Let my fury come forth like fire, or lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doing. Destruction sent from the north. Verse 5. Declare ye in Judah, and publish in Jerusalem, and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together, and say, assemble yourselves, and let us go into the defense city. Set up the standard toward Zion, retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north, and a great destruction. For the lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. Now you get this? Now this Gentile is what's ruling over Jerusalem today. The Gentiles are ruling over the whole world. Okay, but the thing is, this prophecy is now time for the meet its fulfillment. The destroyer is on his way. And who is this destroyer? Donald Trump is the destroyer. And where does Donald Trump live? He lives in New York. And where is that geographically located? North, here in the United States. Said he's on his way, he's gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate. And that's exactly what's happening here in the United States by Donald Trump putting forth his policies, and the plan that he has is to completely get rid of the evil people out of this land of the United States. He already has a plan, and he's working through Donald Trump to accomplish that. And then there's going to be judgment upon the house of Israel. First, the Gentiles are going to be driven out. And the destroyer of the Gentiles on his way. Okay? For verse 8, Jeremiah 4. For this gird you with sackcloth. Lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Yahweh is not turned back from us. And it shall come to pass at that day, saith the Yahweh, that the heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be astonished, and the prophets shall wonder. And let's talk about the Adventist church, Ezekiel 9, and that day, that's the destroyer. And then said I, O Yahweh Elohim, surely thou hast greatly deceived this people in Jerusalem, saying, yet shall have ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches unto the soul. At that time shall it be said unto this people and unto Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan nor to cleanse, even a full wind from those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against him. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariot shall be as a whirlwind, and his horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? For a voice declareth from Dan, and publisheth affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make ye mention unto the nations, behold, published against Jerusalem, that watchers come from a far country, and give out their voice against the cities of Judah, and keepers of a field, are they against her round about, because she hath been rebellious against me, saith Yahweh. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches unto thine heart. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me, and I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is poor. Suddenly are my tents spoiled, and my curtain in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish, they have not known me. They are snottish children, and they have none understanding. They are sottish, S-O-T-T-I-S-H, children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form, and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. Well, folks, this is right here in front of us. We still got this event to happen. The lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He has gone forth from his place, and to make thy land desolate, and thy cities shall he laid waste without an inhabitant. And that's Jeremiah 4:7. I have already read that, but I'm going to go ahead now, and that's, I'm going to continue on with verse 24. Now I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were flown. Okay, it says, were fled, and all the birds of the heaven were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of Yahshua and by his fierce anger. For thus hath the Yahshua said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into the thickets and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with the ornaments of gold, though thou rendest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee, they will seek thy life. For I have heard a voice as of a woman in travail, and the anguish of as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion, that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hands, saying, Woe is me, and now for my soul is weary because of murderers. Okay, end of chapter 4. Chapter 5, a nation thoroughly corrupt. Okay, so the nation of Israel, in the land of Israel today, Jerusalem, is thoroughly corrupt. Israel, all over the world, the Jews, are thoroughly corrupt. That's the reason why they have the enemy choking the life out of them in Jerusalem and in Samaria and Judea and Galilee and so forth. They're in Israel today. Why is that? Because of this one thing right here. In Isaiah 24, it says, Behold, the Yahweh maketh the earth empty and maketh it waste and turneth it upside down and scattereth it abroad the inhabitants thereof. He says, The earth is also defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, not only the United States, but the whole world. And they that dwell therein are destined. They're destined of the Holy Spirit. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned and few men left. Now, this is right in front of us, folks. I'm going to go back now to Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now, and know, and see in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say the Yahweh liveth, surely they swear softly. O Yahweh, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore I said, Surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Yahweh, nor the judgment of their Elohim. I will get me unto the great men, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Yahweh and the judgment of their Elohim. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bond. Wherefore a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and a wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Every one that goeth out thence shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon thee for this? Thy children have forsaken me, and sworn by them that are no gods, when I have fed them unto the full. They then committed adultery, and assembled themselves by the troops in the harvest houses. They were as fed horses in the morning, every one, and then after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for thee the things, saith the Yahweh, and shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as they? Go ye up upon her walls, and destroy it. But make not a full end, take away her battlements, for they are not the Yahweh, for the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Okay, this is the 10 tribes of the north, Israel, and the house of Judah in the south have dealt very treacherously against me, said the Yahweh. They have belied the Lord Yahweh and said, It is not he. Neither shall evil come upon us. Neither shall we see the sword, nor famine. And the prophets shall be come when, and the word is not in them, thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore thus saith Yahshua Messiah of the host, because you speak this word. This is Yahshua talking. Behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them. They will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of the Israel, saith Yahshua. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest what they say. Their quiver is as an open sepulchre. They are all mighty men, and they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thine vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities wherein thou trustest with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, saith Yahweh, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass, when ye shall say, wherefore doeth Yahweh or Elohim all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me, and serve strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith Yahweh? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by the perpetual decree? That it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Yahweh or Elohim, that giveth rain both the former and the latter rain in his season. Okay, this he reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Now this sounds like Isaiah 59. Let's go look at Isaiah 59, just verse 1 and 2 for just a moment. Behold, the Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. It says, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Verse 26. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that sitteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fallen, yet they prosper. And the right hand of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? He's talking to the Adventist Church right here directly, and has already, this has already come to pass. And that question was finally asked at Gilead Center, what will you do in the end thereof? And they couldn't do anything because they didn't have any answers. They just perished. That's all they could do. It's horrible, folks, when you've got the living word right here in front of you every day and the Holy Spirit speaking to you and telling you what you should know. So it says that that's the end of chapter 5 of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 6. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth Hachurim, for evil appeareth out of the north, and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion unto a comely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come upon her, unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed every one in his place. Prepare ye war against her. Arise, and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise, and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus hath the Yahshua of the host said, hew ye down trees, and test them out against Jerusalem. This is a city to be visited. She is holy oppression in the midst of her. As a fountain casts out her waters, so she casts out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wound. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith Yahshua of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the basket. Unto whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Yahweh is unto them a reproach, they have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of Yahweh, I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, and upon the assembly of the young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days, and their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith Yahweh. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, and from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush, therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old path, where is a good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken unto the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear ye, nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor unto my law, but rejected it. Unto what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith Yahweh. Behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses, sit in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble against anguish, hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous, revolters, walking with slander. They are brass and iron, they are all corruptors, the bellows are burned, the lead is consumed with the fire, the founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because Yahweh hath rejected them. That's the end of chapter 6 of Jeremiah. Let's go right on into chapter 7. A call to repentance. Remember, I said these prophecies only apply now. So who is he calling to repent today? He's calling for all of Israel, worldwide, to repent and to return unto him for this great revival reformation that we're going to have here one day, starting right here in Texas. The word that came into Jeremiah from Yahshua said, stand in the gate of Yahshua's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of Yahshua, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Yahweh. Thus saith the Yahshua of the host, the Elohim of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust you not in lying words, saying, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh, the temple of Yahweh are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place in the land that I gave unto your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom you know not? And come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. In this house, which is called by my name, because become a den of robbers in your eyes, behold, even I have seen it, saith Yahweh. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did unto it, for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because ye have done all these works, saith Yahweh, and I spake unto ye rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not, therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name. And this house is called by his name. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is this house, wherein you trust, and into the place, and unto the place which I gave unto you, and unto your fathers, as I have done unto Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession for me, for I will not hear thee. Seest thou not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Okay, that sounds like an information there that you can go to Ezekiel chapter 8, I believe. Yeah. Anyway, it says the children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire and the women knead their dough to make cakes unto the Queen of Heaven, and they pour out drink offerings unto other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, saith Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore thus saith the Yahweh Elohim, behold, mine anger and my fury shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field, and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. Thus saith Yahshua the host, the King of Israel, put your burnt offerings unto your sacrifices and eat flesh, for I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. So this is Yahshua talking. He's the one, he's that rock in the cloud that traveled with Moses, bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearken not unto me, nor incline their ear, but harden their neck. They did worse than their father. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken unto thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Yahweh their Elohim, or Yahshua their King, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Alright, it says exhortation to mourn, verse 29, Jeremiah chapter 7. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up the lamentation on high, upon the high places. For the Yahweh hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. So that was in the wilderness for sure. That was the generation of his wrath. That's 40 years. So there it shows you for 40 years is to a generation. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, saith the Yahweh. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute. And they have built the high places of Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire which I commanded them not. Neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that it shall no more be called Topheth, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of the slaughter. For they shall bury in the Topheth till there be no place. And the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of the heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall pray them away. Then will I cause the cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of the mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Okay, we have a vision by George Worson in 1777. And he says that this, the land's going to be desolate one day. I put it in my words, but he says that the people are going to rise up after that last great battle with the enemy. The enemy is going to retreat back to where he came from, and the people that's going to be left of this land is going to rise up and rebuild this land from coast to coast. That will be, in other words, the restoration and the beginning of the restoration of this earth. How long will it be until the final end for men, I do not know and do not understand it the way that it probably is going to be, but nevertheless, that ends chapter 7 of Jeremiah. And essentially, what are we learning? We're learning about Ezra backsliding, Ezra's being called to repentance from her backsliding, and so that repentance was called for in 2002 at Kermit, Texas. And you realize that if really Johnson had accepted that message, he would have caused repentance. He could have repented for the whole house of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the whole spiritual house of Israel, just like Daniel did there in Daniel chapter 9. He repented for the whole house of Israel. And Judah, that's where he was from. They were in captivity. He had turned his face toward Jerusalem three times a day, and he'd pray and he'd ask Yahweh to forgive the iniquity and the sin. He said, "We have sinned." He collectively apologized and repented for Israel. And Yahweh heard Daniel's prayer and gave him understanding of these visions for the latter days. Because Yahweh's people are going to repent. They are going to return. That's the only way 144,000 can come forth and be harvested, is because of a great revival reformation that's soon to take place that will gather them and all the people that are gathered into the everlasting kingdom of heaven. These last days are going to be people that have repented, everyone, and repented for the whole house of Israel and her waywardness. Well, this brings me further. Let's set this our contact. This at the 11th hour calling at number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. When all my labors and trials are hard, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Yahshua I adore, will to the ages be glory for me. Know that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by His grace I shall look on His face. That will be glory for me. When by the gift of His infinite grace I am accorded in heaven a place, just to be there and to look on His face, whose will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me, when by His grace I shall look on His face. That will be glory, be glory for me. Friends will be there I have loved long ago, you're like a river around me will flow, yet just a smile from my Savior I know will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that there'll be glory for me, glory for me,
glory for me. When by His grace I shall look on His face, that will be glory, oh.